and Happy New Year. Welcome to Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm thrilled to have you joining me today to kick off 2023. Quick note before we get started. Yesterday, I opened up my online piano lesson memberships for a quick public enrollment period, which means that new students are able to join my piano lesson program for kids called Busy Kids Do Piano, or my program for adults called Busy Moms Do Piano. This limited time enrollment is open only through January 9th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you'd like to learn more about what my online piano lesson programs include, I will pop the links to those details in this episode's show notes. We are starting off the new year with a brand new composer series all about Austrian composer Franz Schubert. In this first episode of the three-part series, we'll learn a little bit about his life and his style, and then in the next two episodes, we will focus on some of his most well-known musical creations. Franz Schubert was born near Vienna, Austria in 1797. His father was a schoolmaster, and his mother, Elizabeth, worked in domestic service. Franz was the fourth surviving son in a very musical family. As a boy, he played the viola and learned music theory and organ playing from his father, older brother, and the church organist and choir master. At the age of 11, he received a scholarship that placed him in a special chapel choir where he studied with some of the greatest musical tutors, organists, and composers of the time. Schubert was promoted to be the leader of his group and even conducted the orchestra when the teachers were absent. He continued to sing in the choir and also learned to play the piano during this time. According to his school friends, Schubert was shy and nervous about sharing his first compositions. His friends encouraged him, and eventually his work caught the attention of another excellent teacher who gave him private lessons, Antonio Salieri. You might recognize the names of some other famous pupils of Salieri, such as Ludwig von Beethoven and Franz Liszt. While studying privately with Salieri, Schubert also attended a teacher's training college in Vienna and became an assistant in his father's school. He was rejected for military service for being too short and served as a schoolmaster, where he taught the youngest students at his father's school until the year 1818. But he wasn't very excited about this position. The compositions during this time of Schubert's life proved him to be quite the young genius. Not only did he compose 5 string quartets, but also 3 masses, 3 symphonies, and his first full-length opera called The Devil's Palace of Desire. He eventually left his position at his father's school to become a music master to the 2 daughters of a wealthy count in Hungary. This allowed him more time for his main love, composing music. During his time as this family's music master, he composed piano duets, meaning 2 pianists would play a piece together on the piano, along with a set of songs, dances, and a German requiem. Eventually, he returned to Vienna, where his music began to enjoy more public performances, and his reputation as a talented composer began to grow. Concert parties in Vienna, called Schubertiaden, would be devoted entirely to his own song and dance music. But Schubert was very determined to establish himself as an opera composer. He never quite achieved that dream during his lifetime, and the early months of 1824 found him sick, penniless, and feeling like a failure. Although his operas weren't performed during this time, there were still frequent public performances of his songs in Vienna in the following years. It was during this time that he composed a piece that you might be familiar with, Ave Maria, a piece which we'll discuss more in the next episode in this series. The last years of Schubert's life were marked by a series of masterpieces. The greatest of his piano duets, Fantasy in F minor, was composed early in the year, along with another symphony cantata, several piano sonatas, and his sixth mass. He gave one public concert in 1828 that was a financial success and finally allowed Schubert to buy himself a piano. His health continued to deteriorate to the point where he moved in with his brother Ferdinand. In October, he developed typhoid fever as a result of drinking tainted water, which eventually claimed his life at the young age of 31. Schubert is considered to be among the last of the great composers of the classical period of music. The emotions and expressiveness in his music are something that would be seen more in the next period of music, the Romantic period. And while Schubert didn't necessarily achieve the fame and status that he so desired during his lifetime, interest in his work has greatly increased since his death. Composers such as Felix Mendelssohn and Johannes Brahms discovered and celebrated his genius. Today, he is considered to be one of the greatest composers in the history of Western music. I hope you'll take a chance to listen to a few of the many incredible works of Schubert that I've compiled for you in this episode's curated playlist, which you can find at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/87. You'll find there links to hear some of the pieces from today's episodes in their entirety, as well as some other of his most famous works. And again, that link is at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/87. Thanks so much for joining me today to learn about the life and style of Franz Schubert. I'm excited to continue learning more about him with you as we continue our series in the next brand new episode of Busy Kids Love Music, which airs in 2 weeks. Bye for now.